See, now you got the audio, right, Jared? And recording the audio, or is it you're recording it off of the video?
I will have both, yes.
What I mean is, I can record the video from my screen capture, but it won't capture any sound.
Yeah, I got it.
You got all of it.
I got it all.
That I'm not horizontal. Should you want me horizontal?
It won't work.
I'm not either.
Oh, boo. Okay.
Oh, I don't think it will. You can Let see. Me try.
I tried and it wasn't. It wasn't happening.
It's not. It won't go.
I'm gonna hit this button right now, though.
That's fine.
What should I do? How should I do it? I got a problem. My internet connection is unstable. We'll see how this goes. I wonder if it's going to record my audio.
Yeah, but I don't read, so I
won't. It will. I checked it. I went on a little time. Anyway. I got Netflix and Amazon Prime. I got more options than I got. You guys can see me. I just need put my pants on. A little distraction to keep my mind off my lack of action. I just need a little TV so I can forget completely. Forget completely. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Life's a Binge. I'm Jared.
I'm BJ.
I am Rich. And I am Mike.
And we want to thank everyone out there for listening to our show. You can follow us on all social media at Life's a Binge. You can find us on Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, all the stuffs out there. And patreon.com/lifesabinge if you want to help support our show. And if you don't want to do that right now, we totally understand that you can put your funds elsewhere. But if you would like to become a producer of our show, like Jessica Jansen, first of her name, Breaker of Brokenness, Queen of the Patreon and Mother of Dagos, or Tight Wallet Tony, or Kathy Weintraub, or Joseph Krishy, you can. Or you can become a couch potato like Mike P., BJ, myself, or David. And the honorary bingers out there, we love you as well. Yeah, we're doing something a little different. I feel like my computer is about to let me down immensely, but we'll see how it goes. Stop laughing. So, like I said, we're doing something a little different. We're doing this over Zoom because we are social distancing like the rest of the world. And so if things are sound a little weird, we apologize, but at least we're still trying to do our thing. So with all that being said, let's go ahead and start the show. You know what to do. Take a big old breath right now. It's a What's up, my dudes? This is cool.
I'm living in four walls. Here.
Yes.
Here.
Yes.
Here.
I see three of them.
I'm gonna Brady Bunch it real quick.
Yeah, if you're not using the gallery view, you're missing out because you gotta see everybody.
Awesome. You gotta Brady. I'm using Brady it.
I see all of y'all.
So I've been doing what we've all been doing, except for Jared. I've been staying home, working on my portfolio, working on my website, and whenever possible, doing this with people, getting on Zoom. I had a couple like friend happy hours. We played Jackbox TV games via one guy's Steam account the other day. So I'm just trying to stay connected because I don't know if you know this, but I like people. and I don't get to do my job right now, which is a huge bummer because my favorite thing about my job is being able to meet people, talk to people, hear their stories, see their expressions, shake hands, hug, like all that shit. Like I love that shit. And I can't do any of it. So I have to find other ways to connect. And Zoom, this is not that I'm not paid affiliate of Zoom. They are not giving me any money for this. Has been a huge part of that. So I'm glad that technology is where it's at and we can still talk.
Zoom is killing the apocalypse right now.
Yeah. You bought stock in Zoom in December. You're very happy.
Didn't all of us think that like if it was possible to have some money at this time to spend it on Zoom?
Like
clearly it's like it's the thing to invest in. Yeah. And those people who are rich right now are getting richer because they have money to throw into Zoom, where I got to try to keep my house over my head. So
My financial planner called me. She goes, "What do you want to do with your stocks?" And I was like, "Don't do anything except for buy stock in Zoom."
Right.
Put it all into Zoom.
Yeah, I am still working, which, because apparently the post office is essential, which I understand to an extent.
Sure.
I don't understand why I'm bringing like bullcrap catalogs, but you know, making it work. I'm grateful that I still can work and have income coming in, but it's weird being outside. But then at the same time, it's awesome that I get to go outside. So it's this weird love-hate relationship with being employed right now.
I hear that. Yeah.
So, Jared.
Yeah.
If by chance, hopefully, in the next few weeks, they're going to be distributing checks to people. I'm assuming it's going to be by the mail.
Probably.
You are going to be a very popular person in the next couple weeks.
Yes. Excuse me. You got my check. You got my check. You got my check. You got my check. You got my check.
Dude, times a million. Yes.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but that's what's up with me. That, and I come home and I immediately strip off my clothing and then hop in the shower, and then I can be like, "Okay, where's my kid?" And then I can hold my kid.
Are you washing them? Are you just leaving those clothes in like one specific spot? Are you washing them every day? Or?
Yep. They go in a bag in the corner in the other room. Because, you can just bring it in and put it on your clothes, and then you sit on the couch, and then it's on the couch. Yay.
Yeah. Yay.
What's up with you, Beej?
So, as you probably know, I've been working for my brother, which has been a godsend by all means. Like, I'm hurting. about everybody in America right now, I'm hurting.
For real.
But I am really happy that I have an opportunity to get a little money coming in that I normally do. Like this time of year, I do work for my brother, cleaning pool filters. And so for the past couple of weeks, I've been able to go out every day during the week, pretty much, and see people, which has been cool. Also, I've been able to earn a little bit, which is good too. But it's been interesting. It's been interesting for sure. I'm like, I have my like routine down, like ready.
Yeah.
If by chance the, what do you call it? The, police state cops come and ask me, why am I out and about? I can tell them, well, it's very important that these big bodies of water that people are going to congregate around are free of all unwanted germs and possible viruses. So it's very important for health services that I clean these pools and make sure the chemicals balance.
Officer Smith, we have a case of bullshit coming out of BJ's mouth right now.
But that sounds good, right? I mean,
what are you buying?
When I inevitably get pulled over and stopped at some point, that's going to be my go-to story. And I'm really hoping, you know, this part, we have to keep the economy going. You know, we have to luckily Andrea is lucky enough to work from home and work the whole time. So she's not losing anything, which is nice because I am losing everything. Every way that I earn money depends on being in front of a crowd. And having a crowd of people. And so so this is definitely a challenging time. So I'm super thankful for just the circumstances that I'm able to like clean pools, which I've been doing for many, many years now during this time. But it's coming at a very, very good time. And so I'm hoping Jared's going to bring me my check here pretty soon, I hope. So
I'll do my best.
That government check.
I'll take it.
What's up with you, Mikey B?
Well, I got to say, I'm right now outdoors for the first time in almost a week, I think.
Get that vitamin D.
Yes, where is that?
You got a beard? You got a beard going, Mikey?
If I don't have to shave, I'm not going to shave. That's why I was a raccoon last time, actually.
All right.
Because it was like it was in that in between stage where it just wasn't looking right. So I'll be a raccoon. But other than that, you know, just trying to get by. You know, doing some things around the house and. You know, trying to keep up with friends and family with playing games online, similar to what Rich was talking about. So, you know, that's pretty much been my quarantine.
Nice. Well, sweet. That's what's up, I guess.
That's what's up. What's up?
What?
This just no, I don't know. I'm done.
With Rich Souble.
All right, I'm gonna do.
Thank you.
I'm gonna try. With Rich Souble. Give me 4.5 seconds.
All right.
No.
Pretend that I said right on time. With Rich Souble.
My internet. All right. My internet has lost it. Are you guys? I'm viewing Rich's screen.
Can you see my screen?
Yeah, yes.
This is okay. The news, baby.
I was like, what just happened?
I like it.
It's like my my computer connection said it was wonky, and then all of a sudden I saw a desktop, and I thought I dropped out everything.
That's fantastic. So I thought for the news this week, for people who are watching the video, if you want to go and read these articles in full, some of them are on Screen Rant, some are on Variety, so you can go and read more in depth, because usually I just say what the headline is, and then we say something snarky about it. So if you want like all the full info, here's everything on the screen. Apparently Marvel Studios is very optimistic, and they are saying that Doctor Strange 2 is still on track to start filming in June.
We'll see about that.
And I don't know about you guys, but I'm in events, so I've had events that are supposed to be happening in June. They're like, we don't know.
Yeah.
So I'll be, I don't know. Will that happen? Won't it happen? Will they, won't they? We'll see. But I have more. Unless you have something.
I hope it happens. Yeah, I hope it happens.
I hope so too.
Like normalcy. You want kind of everything to go forward.
Right.
Yeah, so for sure.
Yeah. Are you seeing, I'm just making sure these are updated correctly, that you're seeing something different now, not the same thing?
Yes, indeed.
I see your face.
You see Marvel's face. Eternals.
Marvel's Eternals, which we all forgot was even a thing. Apparently, the VFX artists are still diligently working remotely, so they are all also working from home, like many people out there right now who can't go into their office, on Marvel's Eternals, which I completely forgot was even a movie that was happening.
Most people did, except for Kumail Nanjiani, who's like jacked as fuck now because he's in that, and he's like, I needed to get jacked.
He's super ripped.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I love that. All right. Get out of here, meeting controls. I want to move along. So I pulled this one up. This is Kismet, because we watched the second Fantastic Beasts the other day, because we're on the couch and it's like, what are we going to watch? And like, I want something I want to pay attention to.
Right.
I was going to give this movie another chance. Is it really as bad as I thought? And it is. Like, it's not good.
Correct.
And it's just not. And then this came along, and it's like, oh, Fantastic Beasts 3 is going to be more like Fantastic Beasts 1, which I enjoyed Fantastic Beasts 1. Like, it was a little slow. There's something a lot of, like, grasping at, like, trying to be like Potter in a lot of ways and, you know, making the universe bigger but trying to keep the story small but not small and having your cake and eating it and drinking it too. But if the third one is more like the first one, then I'm on board. I'll go check it out. Maybe even in a theater if those ever reopen.
Yeah, the problem is just there's no stakes in those movies because you know exactly what's going to happen. So it's like, okay. Like, you can feel bad for the characters and be like, okay, well, this is cool. And, oh, he lost his memory or whatever. But it's like, there's no major stakes, because because you know exactly what's going to happen. Like, Dumbledore's not going to die. Like, you know that. And, like, yeah. So, anyway, it's weird.
Yeah, but I don't know. You can know the ending of a movie and still have it be a pretty decent movie. Titanic is a good example of that.
Well, true.
True.
But when you know that there's no risk to a certain character, it's different. Like in Titanic, you didn't know Jack was going to die or whatnot.
Yeah.
So
it becomes harder when, like, if the world is going to change in some way that we know, that's fine. But when you have specific characters that you know are surviving, it's like, oh, every time they're in danger, well, you're like, well, they're not really in danger.
Right.
Moving right along. I only have two that are related to coronavirus, which I'm very proud of myself. I deliberately cut. No people want to hear about that. We've been hearing plenty about that shit. We don't need to hear all about it all the time.
Correct.
Elba has shared a small coronavirus update. They're still in quarantine with his wife, and that they are doing well, feeling relatively healthy, as healthy as you can while you have that. This was the second celebrity that I heard about that had it. And I was like, no, Idris, not Black Superman. but I'm glad to hear that he's doing okay, doing well. I'm glad to hear that anybody's doing well, especially if they're doing well with this thing.
Yeah, Tom Hanks is updating the world on Twitter constantly. And it's like, you're awesome, Tom Hanks.
Yeah. True and true. Moving right along. I don't know if you guys heard about this, but Evangeline Lilly made some rather insensitive coronavirus comments. I don't know if it was on Twitter or if it was on her Instagram or what, because I don't follow her on any of those mediums. I just saw this news story. But she is saying things like, oh, I don't know what the big deal is. Like, so this, that. Like, basically just downplaying it. Doing all the things that a certain commander-in-chief has been doing that people have been very, very upset by.
Right.
And I just don't know why, if you're a celebrity right now, that I don't know why you feel the need to weigh in at all. Especially if you don't have something positive to say. Like, everyone was on, I wasn't going to, BJ's fallen all over this. Everyone's on Gal Gadot's back because she tried to do, like, let's get a bunch of celebrities together and we'll all sing Imagine and it'll, like, inspire people and make them feel good. And it fell, like, horribly flat because a lot of them were horribly flat. See what I did there? Yeah! But, like, at least they're trying to do something nice, you know? Like, I get that. Like, you're, you know, I get that. But this is, like, why open your mouth? Like, why say anything at all?
Yeah. Boo.
Boo earns.
Well, I mean, it all depends on, like, the context of it, because at the beginning everyone's making jokes and stuff, so I don't know what she would have said that would have been, I mean, it says arrogant, insensitive comments. So I'm sure it wasn't great.
If you want to know more, I could scroll down, but I'm good. Yeah, go ahead and read deeper on that. You read the exact comments are, but, you know, it's shut your mouth. Like, nobody wants to hear from you right now. Wasp.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. I have three. I lied. There's three about this. Good news coming out of coronavirus is for network TV is that ratings are up because people have nothing else to do.
Correct. Well, it's funny. Samantha goes, do we get Fox on the regular TV? Because we get the TV through the air, the antenna. And I was like, yes. Yeah. She's like, okay, they're doing a concert that I want to watch. Like on Sunday, well, I guess this will come out after. So yesterday,
what was it?
There was a like Elton John's putting on a concert. It's probably a benefit, I'm sure, to raise money, and it's got like the Backstreet Boys and a bunch of other like pop artists all joining forces. It's on Fox this Sunday, 6 p.m. So check it out.
And last but not least, and I can believe this is happening, is that if you check. I don't know what other streaming services have this like set up right up in front like this, but if you check Amazon right now, you can see brand new movies in Prime Video Cinema.
Nice.
I'm not sure if they're for rent or for, it says buy. Huh. I don't think you're actually buying it though. I think you're buying early access to it and that it'll eventually go away.
You're buying it. If it says buying, you're buying it.
I don't know, which kind of, if it's that, that's awesome. Like that you get to just have it now, that's great. But if it's not, then you're paying the same amount of money just to be able to watch it right now, and then you won't be able to watch it later, or is it going to go away for a while and then come back? Like,
It's still a good deal because, like, if you figure you and Lindsay are going to the movies on a regular day, the tickets are $12. That's $24. Like, you're already saving, you know, $4. So
yeah, and I'm drinking beer at home, not spending $5 per beer and stuff like that.
Correct.
Yeah, and this is, a lot of people are like, oh, this is going to put an end to movie theaters. Like, if they ever reopen, and they will, like, this, you know, life will go on.
Probably not all of them, though, because, like, you know, there's 500-something Regal cinemas across the country.
Hey,
probably
half am I in this thing?
Oh, great. Oh, wow.
Complete with the dad angle and everything.
Can you see me? Because I don't even know what I'm doing. I think I was in the other.
There he is.
You know how a camera works?
Can you see me? Wait. Now?
There you go.
Is that selfie mode?
Oh, goodness. Hey,
I thought I was supposed to do like a Brady Bunch cool thing with everybody's picture on it. No?
Rich, stop. It's because we're looking at Rich's computer screen right now. Okay, he just has to exit out of this.
That's all I've got.
Great editing choice. Now I see Rich. What's up, Rich?
That's the way it was.
Oh, Rich, are you
done? I'm done, man. You jumped in right at the end.
Okay.
Yep. Hi, Tony. Oh, he's gone.
But that was fast.
Tony in La Mesa, Outro.
Outro.
It was a brief, but no.
Oh, there he is. He's back.
Tony in okay, wait. Are you there? What's that? Yeah. Are we back?
Yeah, we're back. What's up, man?
So, this is Zoom.
Yeah, you're Zooming. You're on video. We can all see you.
But how come I can't see all you guys at once? It just goes from person to person.
You got to hit
only gallery mode.
There's a button?
Yeah.
There's a lot of buttons.
All right. What does it say? I don't see anything but Rich right now.
It's because he was the last person to speak.
Now I see Jared.
It looks like.
Participation? Participants?
No.
Jared, more? Wait, what's
right, left or right?
Okay.
FYI, you don't have to yell. Oh, he's gone.
I'm out.
He'll be back.
Before he comes back, Tony's old.
I'm just gonna hold one of these in front of it. Like, how far do I have to get it? There we go. All right, I'll be back.
I'm gonna have to do this without the tic tac toe Brady Bunch thing, because I can't. I don't see it. I don't see anything on here.
Ah, boo! Gallery mode is the only way to do it. That's not the only. Obviously not the only way.
Is it under more on the bottom right? Raise.
I don't know.
I can raise my hand. What happens when I do this?
I think if you just swipe, it goes from one to the other.
All right, I'm gonna swipe.
Yeah.
Did you do
it? He figured it out.
Awesome. I can see everybody. Wait, I don't see. Oh, BJ's there. Mike, where's Rich?
It only does four on this one. You have to switch it over. Like, you can swipe again to the left.
Oh, swipe again.
Yeah, and then you'll see Rich.
Now I only see Rich.
Yeah, just yeah.
You should unraise your hand. Whatever. Oh, there you go. Wait.
No, I think I still have my hand raised. I don't know. Guys, I'm
going to know what that means.
I'll listen to it when it gets on the air.
Uh-huh.
I think. All right, later. Are you going to play me out?
Outro.
Bye, Tony.
Bye, Tony.
Screw you, Biscuit.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God.
Wait, I think I'm still here.
Yeah, go away.
He's frozen.
What the?
Is he frozen on you?
Wait. It's.
Do you want to remove Tony Lawrence? Yep.
Oh.
I booted him.
Bam.
Anyway, so I don't know how. Or you know what? It'll work on the. It'll work on the audio. I'm going to see if I can get Matt's movie review. I don't know if I can. But, this will publish on YouTube, but I don't know if we have Matt's video version.
Video?
Well, I don't know if he did a video or not. And I can't sign into my OneDrive on my stupid iPad. You know what? Talk amongst yourselves while I see if I can get.
I'll give you a topic. The Cold War. Neither cold nor a war. I actually read a really nice article today that totally broke down the Planet of the Apes musical bit from The Simpsons.
Nice.
I'll share it in the group chat. But it's just a whole, like, from all the writers' perspectives, from showrunners' perspectives, from, like, the composer's perspective, like, talking about just kind of how the episode came together. And that writing for the show in those days was a lot different than it is writing for the show now. But, like, even that particular experience of that making that one episode was completely different than everything else. Because one of those, like, one of them's quoted as saying, it's like we were all visited by the joke fairy and everything just kind of came together. Because, like, usually in a writer's room, there's, like, lots of back and forth and there's lots of rewrites and reshoots and redos and this and that, whatever. But that as soon as they knew what they were going to do with Troy McClure, and that, since they had to have, like, some big comeback thing, and someone said, oh, we should do, like, a Planet of Apes musical. And they're talking about, like, the music and sending it to Rock Me Amadeus. One joke just came out after the other. And I can imagine, like, that kind of energy in a room like that when you're trying to make something with a group of people and somebody says something and then somebody else goes, oh, that's perfect. And then we can do this. And then everything just kind of, like, snowballs. And it's just a really cool read. So I'll be sure to share it with you guys. And I guess if you put it, Jerry, just share a link up on the podcast page so that the listeners can read it as well. Because I thought it was it's long. It's a long article, but it's a very good read.
Well, people have nothing but time to read stuff.
That's right. Read things.
And we also have time to listen to Matt Warburton.
And now, another installment of What Do I Know with Matt Warburton.
Did I figure it out? Go. It's not going. Yep, put your picture up.
Shark face, go to your safe space and do your friggin' research. Oh, hello there. You just caught me in the middle of changing minds. My name is Matt, and this is What Do I Know? You see, now that we're all locked up in our houses, I've decided to take to the internet where I can make the most amount of change right now. I can be seen by hundreds and thousands of people and open their minds to new ways of thinking by telling them how wrong and stupid they are, and naturally, how they will see the error of their ways and enlighten themselves. One second. I need to counter myself.
Star went that way.
I know.
Flag now. Okay. Learn to spell your correctly and do your own research, because I've done my research. Oh, yeah? Don't tell me to do my research. Here are all my links. Read them and educate yourself. No. You click on my links. No, you click on my links. 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 Sorry. I got a shit out of hand there. See, I'm trying out both extremes on either side to see which side suits me better. This also transitions quite well into the latest movie I saw in a theater, and probably the last movie I will have seen in quite a while. The Hunt. The Hunt is a bit of over-the-top, goofy action and gore. I would also throw it in the camp of satire. So much because the synopsis sounds like it was created in an angry political Facebook thread.
A group of conservatives find
themselves in the middle of nowhere being hunted by a group of elitist liberals. For all the possible turmoil this movie could drudge up, it is actually pretty light and silly, and it pokes fun at both extreme sides of the aisle. In one scene, the group of liberals are in their bunker and going over strategies to shoot the conservatives they kidnap, and at the same time, they're also jumping on each other for not being PC and constantly correcting each other's language and how they're referring to people. At the same time, you have the conservatives who are being hunted, and while they are trying to figure out their situation, they're coming up with conspiracy theories or while looking at possible solutions, shout out things like fake news. The main character we focus on is Crystal, played by Betty Gilpin, who is fantastic in my new favorite show, Glow, playing the ex-soap star, Debbie Egan. Betty is awesome in this movie because she brings a lot of fun and great action to the role. She plays everything very stoic and is almost in a state of shock, showing little emotion, but at the same time showing that she is whip smart and able to get the best of people. Her stoicness is a nice juxtaposition from the larger than life characteristics of pretty much all the other characters, and this is played really well. Some of the other great performances come from Glenn Howerton, who seems to always play an uppity douche like his character Dennis in It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Ethan Suplee is also great in this as an extreme conservative angry podcaster or vodcaster, or I don't know, that's what you call it when you add video to it, but yeah, he's just great as always. And then of course Hilary Swank is great in this as well. This movie was just very well cast, and I thought that the story was really, really fun. I thought Damon Lindelof did really well at this. Yep, that's right. This is a Damon Lindelof vehicle, one of the guys responsible for Lost. In fact, all the people involved with writing and directing come pretty much directly from television. The writers Damon Lindelof and Nick Cuse and director Craig Zobel all worked together on The Leftovers, and Lindelof and Cuse wrote for Watchmen. I mean, TV is pretty much the big deal nowadays anyway, but also this movie does feel very much like a long episode of a TV show. It goes by pretty quick, it's short and fun, and not too heavy either. But you might be thinking, Matt, this seems like a pretty divisive movie right now, especially in these uncertain, scary times. Why pick something so polarizing? Well, actually, I liked it so much because of the fact that politically, it takes these people who are kind of cartoons and allows everyone to laugh at each other. It didn't really feel like it was leaning too much one way or the other. It just felt like it was taking jabs at everyone, which I feel can bring people together. Something that I think we could really use right now. Figuratively, I mean. Still keeping at least 6 feet away because of social distancing. We still need to flatten that curve. Which brings me to another point. I feel bad for this movie because it was originally supposed to be released in September, late September. But after the shootings that occurred in August, Universal decided to at first pull the movie from being released altogether, but then decided to release it after all, and they thought that an ideal time to release it for marketing would be Friday the 13th. Unfortunately, March Friday the 13th was the weekend before the whole coronavirus lockdown started happening, so yikes, can't catch a break. As the tagline says, The Hunt is the most talked about movie that nobody's ever seen. You can catch it on many movie on demand platforms such as the new Amazon Prime Cinema, Fandango Now. AMC even has one, but it's all the same four movies so far. The Hunt, Onward, Emma, and The Invisible Man. Oh, and I think you can watch Vin Diesel in Bloodshot now, too. The rentals are $20, but if you consider the fact that maybe you're watching it with somebody else, and the concession stand is your kitchen, it's not such an unreasonable deal after all. But hey, that's just my opinion. I'd say check it out now in your own cinema living room, because hey, what do I know? Until next time, stay safe. And I've been Matt, and this has been What Do I Know?
Thank you, Matt, for another great installment of What Do I Know?
Oh, good times. Also good times, while that was happening, a little thing popped up on my screen that was like, a gift to you from Zoom. Your 40-minute meeting time has been lifted. So we can record forever.
Zoom, baby.
Like, for real, Zoom is killing it in the social distancing game. What do we do now? We're not going to take a break because, well, I guess I could hit the buttons and then edit in an audio. But you got something, BJ?
Yeah, of course. My new favorite song.
Oh, do you have it? Do you want to queue it up? Do you have it queued up and ready to go?
I don't think I can really queue it up, but
I can. Maybe
you can. You can, okay? It's called what "When Am it? I Gonna Lose You?"
Lose.
When am I gonna lose?
By local natives. Okay, I'll do that. Maybe
by local. I'm yes. crazy about the song. Crazy about it.
Crazy.
Okay, so we're gonna hit the button, which is right here. And we'll play this 4 minute long song. You can watch us dance.
It's gonna be a song anyway.
Weird, it's reflecting you guys. Look at Rich. Sorry, you guys can't hear that. I'll stop. I remember you said everything has its place. Now I lie in our bed, wondering how to explain.
I remember we closed and just children created by this.
Nice.
Is it still playing?
Yeah.
I don't hear it.
Oh, really?
I wonder if I can even make that face.
How you guys listen to the song? Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're kind of warbly. Now I can't hear you. Nope. I can hear the song. A little.
So it cut in and out.
Oh, it sounds like you're a robot now.
Oh, no. Can you hear me?
We can hear you, but you're sounding.
We can hear you.
Sounds good.
Whatever.
Like a robot.
Hi.
What you watching? It sucks that I'm a robot.
I don't know if that's gonna come across like as a robot or not, or like with the if it's gonna sound cruddy when we put it up. But
it maybe it's because everything's been. I had to stream the song.
Sound better now.
Stream it. Yeah, everything else. Okay. Cool. I watched Onward. And man, oh man, oh man. I wept like a baby, like three times. I knew I was going to because it's a Pixar movie and it's about brothers. And I have an older brother and he's awesome. And yep. And that was enough of that. So
I do want to watch it.
It's very good.
Yeah.
We bought it on the Vudu app, which is like shared between my whole family. And so like you can buy it right now, but it's coming to Disney Plus on April 1st, I think. Which is funny. I mean, it's not funny, but you know, they released it so you can buy it and give them $20 and then they're going to release it for free later. But it was good. It was very, very good. I felt like it didn't get marketed at all, and
it had decent marketing. I mean, not recently, but I feel like after the first couple of trailers came out, at least on the internet, I was marketed that movie very heavily. I don't watch regular TV, so I didn't see it on that. And obviously, the streaming that I watch that does show commercials is Hulu, and I did see a couple of commercials for it on Hulu too, but not like a ton, not that you'd expect for like a new Pixar movie.
Right. But it was very good. I highly recommend it. It's awesome. Very good.
When I went to Disneyland and they had a, like a little sneak peek and where they, you know, where Captain EO used to be, or Honey, I Blew Up the Audience or whatever. And, seeing it in there is such a unique experience. They have like little lights and stuff that go off that you know, that kind of, you know, little atmospheric things that happen. I'm all, man, they need to find a way to incorporate this into movie theaters, you know, just make the experience so much more. Some kind of
are trying to do that.
I loved it. I loved the movie. I loved that little snippet of it at Disneyland was really cool too.
Very cool.
Yeah, it was very, very good. What else did I watch on the video last week? I recommended 100 Humans on Netflix. It's very enjoyable. I highly recommend it if you haven't seen it. They take 100 random people, put them through vigorous experiments, and the results are fascinating. So check it out on Netflix.
All right.
And what else? I think there's one more thing. Somebody else go. No,
I'll go. I didn't talk about Hobbs and Shaw the last time we recorded. No, I hadn't watched it yet. What in the world is this movie?
Hopefully it's awesome.
I love it.
I mean, it is, but it's okay. So we started watching these things because a couple weeks ago, Lindsay and I put on Fast Five, like for shits and giggles. Now we're gonna fall asleep, and I've been kind of trying to watch it. So we put it on, and then we're both like into it, like really captivated by this ridiculous movie. And I'm like, wow, like if the rest of them are like that, I'm like, let's watch these things. Like it's entertaining. Like it's not, you know, this isn't intelligent film. Like this isn't where you go for your like existential realizations and like introspective anything. But it's fun awesome. To look at. It's yeah. awesome. The action's awesome in general. I did not feel that way about Hobbs and Shaw at all.
Aww.
They were. I actually fell asleep during action scenes in this movie.
BJ.
Like that, and that's how BJ feels. What is he doing? I'm so glad there's video. But yeah, I mean, Idris Elba's awesome because he's Idris Elba, and he's like he's an enhanced human because that's a thing in this universe now. And physics doesn't matter anymore at all. Like, not at all, not at all. And like, they go to Samoa, and like the Rock's Samoan family fights the bad guys with like sticks and shit. it just doesn't make any sense.
Sounds awesome to me.
It was entertaining, but not as entertaining as I think Fast Five is like the peak of Fast and Furious, probably, because it was right when they're like, you know what, let's just not give a fuck about realism anymore. But they hadn't gone like so far off the reservation yet. And Hobbs and Shaw is like so beyond any measure of realism. That said, it was for the most part, it was a fun watch.
Nice. But
I BJ, did legitimately fall asleep during an action scene, which is troubling for an action movie.
BJ, you need to invest in one of these. See, if you put it down, and then you put your phone technology. In it like this. And then, you know what is blinking what, are you on my talking about, cell phone? Like, what is this light? Are they spying on me? What is this light? Do you see that?
Are you talking about the wireless charger?
No, this is not a wire. This is just a stand. So you stop dropping your phone every 5 seconds.
I got a dollar store stand. It works just fine.
All sure. chaos over there. Like every 2 seconds.
Shoot.
What are you watching, BJ?
I was hoping you could see the sun setting back there. It would look kind of cool. But I was doing a broadcast on my Facebook page of us recording. But sometimes I have the headphones in. My phone's going to die because it uses a gang of battery. So I had my headphones in, but now I'm plugging it in to record, to charge it, and hopefully we'll get through the episode before my phone dies. So,
well, if you go away, then we'll just keep going without you. Please do.
No, I'm expendable like Rich.
Hey, like we're the Expendables, you know.
I do Terry Crews, but I don't want to yell in my house and then when they come yell at me.
Exactly. BJ, what are you watching?
Yes.
Uh-oh. Dang it. I just lost the video. Audio. Hold on. Say it again.
I said, what are you watching?
You're watching.
I'm watching a lot of – there's this new series on the Food Network of like Tournament of Champions. Have you seen this? No, so
negative.
It's a competition show hosted by Guy Fieri, who I'm just kind of meh on. Like you know, sometimes I think he's like kind of charming, but other times I think he's just a dickweed. And so
he's the mayor of Flavortown, and he's awesome.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. So there's a tournament of like all these bigwig chefs, like 16 bigwig chefs. Alex Gornishelli was like a number one seed, but she got knocked out by the number 8 seed, who was this, you know, like award, like this black guy who had won a couple of like young black guy. It's really fun. But anyway, it's just a cooking competition show that's going on. And then me and Andrea have been enjoying watching it for sure.
Nice.
So
cooking competition shows are awesome. So much to the point where since Samantha broke her foot and before Wesley was born, which is about eight, she's walking around now on her boot and everything's good. But when she initially stayed home, she was like, oh, I'm going to start Top Chef on Hulu. I think there's like 14 seasons on Hulu available Top Chef. And at this point, she has now watched all of them, all seasons of Top Chef.
How many episodes are in a season?
20-ish, I think.
Wow. That is impressive.
But I mean, like, so it's weird because like everyone's all quarantined now, but I'm like, she's technically been quarantined since before he was born. It's like 8 weeks, like 2 months. She's been like sitting on the couch for like 2 months. So
does she like talk to you like, tell me about the outside world?
Yes. Yes. You know, like she was thriving on people coming over, but now no one's allowed to come in our house.
Oh no.
Yeah. It sucks.
I looked it up, but it looks like they range from 12 to 15 episodes on the
Okay. Nice. That's not that bad then. But still,
season 9 is 18 episodes. I got that wrong.
Gotcha. I don't think I mentioned it yet, but I'm really into the Lego Masters show on Fox.
Will Arnett
is the host, correct? And it's just really cool, like watching these people like build this crap out of Lego. It's like, what the hell? And there's no plans. They're just sculptors, but they use Lego, and it's fantastic. And it's just very fun.
Are they just making it as they go, or is there like a plan?
Today is, I mean, they have like their iPads and pencil and paper and stuff, and they're like, okay, you know, today we're going to make an amusement park. And then they're like, okay, design your ride. And then they just sit there and like, they have 14 something hours. And it's like, that's a long day of shooting, unless they break it up over like, you know, 3 hours here, 3 hours there. But it's just really cool to see. It's very positive. It's a very positive show. Yeah. And it's like, this is just really cool and fun. It's a competition show, but it's like no one's like out to get one another. It's just like who can build the coolest thing, which is always awesome.
That's awesome.
That's on Hulu.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh.
Well, I saw them promoting that, you know, on The Voice, which actually for somehow I think any NBC show that starts at 8 o'clock is going to be in luck with me, because we always watch Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy. And so anything that starts afterwards, if we're not that active about changing the channel, the 8 o'clock
we're still
NBC
going.
Show, we're going to see. And so it's been The Voice, and Will Arnett has been on The Voice being one of the kind of guest judges and also promoting his show. So that's been very interesting. And I've been enjoying The Voice, not The Voice,
Masked Singer.
The Masked Singer. I've been like enjoying it, and I've kind of like stopped like spitting up bile when I say it. You know, it's been actually kind of fun. As soon as I let go of my hoity-toityness, like, it's nice. It's fun.
Yeah,
fun
stuff. But then, spoiler alert for those that haven't been watching it. I haven't been watching it this season really either, but I did see the Baby Got Back song.
Sarah Palin?
And it was Sarah freaking Palin.
I knew she was on it, but I didn't understand that.
Oh, my goodness. And she was good, man. Too. Really? I never would have guessed. I watched the video. I was like, okay, there's no way. I didn't see any of the clues for like who it was under the mask. I just saw the clip of like, watch the singer do Baby Got Back. And I clicked on it and I was like, this person's actually pretty good. What is happening over here?
I don't know.
Ever. Get out of there.
He wants a book.
Apparently.
Trying to read. Enrich himself.
But yeah, Sarah Palin doing Baby Got Back was rather, rather interesting.
That's funny.
So,
Can
I tell you for just a moment that, you know, these are really unprecedented times. You know? There you go. These are unprecedented times. And so, Trevor agrees.
Some things never change.
But I just wanted to let you know that what I'm having tonight is a dirty mother, which is Kahlua and brandy and milk. And it's not something I would normally make, but it's what we had on the shelf. And just like any episode of Chopped, you're trying to make whatever you can. And so Dirty Mother is what I'm able to make with what we have on the shelf. And so it's pretty good. Pretty good.
Nice.
Brandy, Kahlua, and milk. And I put a little hazelnut coffee creamer in it, and it makes it even better.
I'm drinking a collab beer from Alesmith and Pizzaport. It is a triple IPA, and it is 10% alcohol by volume.
10%?
Yes, sir.
I don't think I've ever heard of a 10% alcohol, I mean 10% beer before.
Oh, dude, there's like, yeah, you're.
I can show you the world. Yeah, there's yes. a lot of.
Mister, I don't drink beer. Hasn't tried a beer in like 30 years, and he doesn't understand.
Way over 10. Lindsay's favorite is like 13 and a half or 14.
Mm-hmm.
That's like wine level almost.
Yes, sir.
I'm aware of that.
Yes, sir.
So the tastings have to be tempered when we're drinking those. I am drinking Pliny the Elder.
Yes,
the
so good.
Father of all hobby beers.
Basically. So good.
So good.
Okay, so I've also been watching. I just started it 2 days ago. And I'm on episode 8 of 11, I think. And that would be Love is Blind on Netflix.
Yes. Isn't it?
And I don't know how I feel.
In what way?
In the way that I believe some of these people are actually happy. Mm-hmm. And then there's people that I have no idea. Like, I'm usually a pretty good judge of folks. I have a pretty good bead on people, maybe because it's TV that I can't quite figure people out. But I'm sitting here screaming, going like, what are you doing? Why are you still trying? So I guess spoiler alert, but Mark and Jessica are so frustrating to me.
Such a mess.
Driving me insane that Mark is still, I just don't get it.
So when we started watching it, Lindsay and I, we talk about reality shows, like we'd pause and we'd talk about it. And we did that pretty much all throughout. But one of the big things was like a lot of people try and use reality TV as like a jumping off point for like actually being an actor.
Right.
So we're trying to figure out like how many, if any of these people are like aspiring actors who want to act, not who are just here for the show to like find love.
Right.
And all throughout the show, I was like teetering back and forth thinking like I feel like some of them could be, but some of these situations and the things that they say and do that, and like there are real feelings there because either they're like amazing actors, which I don't think amazing actors would be on reality TV, but like actual like tears and like real feelings and shit like that. So I don't know how we finished watching it a couple days ago. I still don't know how to feel about it.
Yeah, like I said, I'm on 8. I'm on the episode where they are buying suits and dresses. Yeah. And so I'm like, I'm interested to see where this goes.
Oh,
and there
are. You are,
and there are some people. Some of the couples seem genuine to me.
Yeah. Well, who seems genuine to you?
Kelly and Kenny seem genuine, and Cameron. Nope, I take it back. Cameron and Lauren do not seem genuine. I mean, they do to an extent, but it's just watching these people. Like something seems off about Cameron and Lauren, right. Where I'm like, stop holding her hand, like stop touching her.
He seems like very, like poised at all times, right?
Right, which like, is he's there like to be not the guy how who says people are.
Everything perfect,
right?
And does everything perfect, and yeah, I thought that too while I was watching it. But keep watching. Oh man.
Oh so yeah. Excited. No, I'm in it. I'm in it to win it. So I'm probably gonna finish it tonight when so I go ridiculous. On my night shift. We lost BJ, by the way.
Oh my god.
Died. But yeah, it's a definite different take on a dating game.
Yeah.
Because unless, like you said, they're there for acting fame or whatever, they genuinely seem like they are there to find the person that they want to marry, so to speak.
Yeah.
Like Damien and Giannina seem like good, and like they actually fight, but then they make up, and like it's like, okay, well, this seems like they're working on it.
Real people do, yeah.
Right. Where it's not like the, what was the name, Carlton and Diamond, that was like, oh, here's the thing.
I saw that coming a mile away. Like, this dude is drama with a capital D. Like, I know how this is going to go down. And it happened like clockwork.
Yeah, immediately.
And they were not going. Yeah.
So it's interesting. And then, like, everyone's obsessed with Barnett. And I'm just like, what's the deal with this stupid idiot? Like, apparently,
stop.
It's like the way to go, because like you say, nice guys finish last. But it's like, dude, why does everyone on this guy's nuts? He's a piece of shit. Just and don't
like,
get it.
I'm saying to Lindsay, I'm like, well, I mean, he's kind of like, he's attractive in kind of a down homie kind of way. She's like, he's not even cute. Like she was
welcome
not
back,
picking up what he was putting down at all. There's BJ.
Well, and not even the physical, when, like, beforehand, when they're all in the pods, it's like, why is everyone, like, he's so wishy-washy on everything, and, like, why is everyone hot for this guy? It's so bizarre. And then what I do like about it is, like, they didn't force people to make a connection, because, like, there was the guys in the room that were just there, and then all of a sudden they're gone. The virgin guy, and then I swear to God, that guy Rory, I thought was going to be a twist where it's like, this guy's a plant and he's a psychologist to try and help.
Right?
Because he's like talking.
He's asking all these like really introspective, like perfect questions. And I'm like,
yeah.
He's not a real dude. Yeah,
but apparently he was. And he's just giving everyone else better advice than he was getting. So anyway, I'm about to finish that show. So check out Love is Blind. Rich recommended it last week. It is super intriguing. Even though it's frustrating as all get out.
Yep. I was shocked that you guys were enjoying it as much as you were.
You have to watch it.
I was shocked too, yeah.
I'm so curious to see how you react to it. You're probably going to make it halfway through the first episode and stop watching it.
I'll try, you know.
It might surprise you. Man.
It might. It's different. It's definitely different.
We have been going through, we've been alternating between The Office, because that's always, you know, if you need to feel like you need to laugh, we're like right in the sweet spot, like the end of season 3, beginning of season 4, where the show is like really money.
Oh yeah.
So, so good. And, Schitt's Creek, which.
Nice.
If you have not watched Schitt's Creek yet, you need to watch Schitt's Creek, because it is so, so funny. Oh my God. And it's one of those, like you might start watching it thinking like, oh, it's another like in the vein of Arrested Development or The Riches, where like, you know, these wealthy people have to watch that and blah, blah, blah. But it's not like those shows at all. It's completely not. Like, yeah, a little bit for a little while, but the characters actually do grow and change, but still maintain the things and their personality quirks, because they don't just, you know, totally 180 and become like awesome down-home, down-to-earth people. But they maintain all like the quirks and traits that make them entertaining to watch while still like learning things and growing a little bit and like making the best of their situation. So if you haven't watched that show, I highly like get on it. It's funny. It's so funny.
Now's the time. Which is funny because everyone's streaming and watching stuff and I'm still like, well, I still work all the time. Yeah. So I don't have free time. It's kind of unfortunate, but it's also not unfortunate because, again, I'm working, but, you know. Anywho, anybody else watching anything else, or should I hit my Rex button? Hit the Rex button?
Hit it.
Don't mind if I do, if I can find it. Everything is all different. There it is.
Mikey P. recommends.
He's down here for me.
Oh, he's down over here for me. It's all different.
I'm going to recommend My Hero Academia.
Yes.
I've been watching is a lot of, I have a lot of anime that I really want to get caught up on. So I've been using this downtime to try to get caught up on stuff that I've let fall behind. And
I will second that. I'm caught up on that show.
Oh, it's amazing. I love it. And it's great.
Where can one watch it?
Crunchyroll. Crunchyroll.com is where I've been watching it.
I'm watching it on Hulu.
Well, there you go.
Nice. BJ, you look rather content and down here in my screen.
You're over here on my screen. Like, I'm pointing.
Also, earlier I pointed down because BJ's below me, and if he's not below me on everyone's screen, when I pointed down and said, woohoo, crazy, I wasn't talking about anybody other than BJ.
Right now, you're
talking below you, actually. That's funny.
Yeah. All righty. Well, this has been fun. Zoom is where it's at. It's legit. Yes. It worked. It was really funny when Tony interrupted. I texted him and I was like, just so you know, we're doing the thing. And then he joined in and it was fantastic and it was perfect. And we hope we can do this again next time, probably.
Yeah.
And I hope the world starts to figure itself out, but it's probably not going to go back to normal anytime soon. So stay distant out there, everybody. But for now, let's go ahead and end this thing. This has been Life's a Binge. I'm Jared.
I'm BJ.
I am Rich.
And I am Mike.
And we will see you on the couch.
Life's a Binge. Bow, 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 bow.
Right? Boom, boom, boom. This has been a Life's a Binge production. Be sure and leave us a rating or review on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever else you find the show. You can find us on all social media at Life's a Binge. Send us an email at lifesabinge@gmail.com. Join the phone army by dialing 619-438-0532. And if all else fails, check out our website at lifesabinge.com. Thanks for listening, and as always, we'll see you on the couch.
I see that.
What could I do? Okay.
All right. All righty. Bye, everyone.
So, right. Dang it, I have a question.